You're a content creator. You're creating content that attracts and serves a community of people you love. But what about when the content you want to create may include an unpopular opinion? What do you do when you're afraid of being judged by others for the content that you create and put out there? That's what we're talking about on this week's show. Hey there, and welcome back to Love People and Make Money. This is Kelly McCauzy. So, we are content creators. We are creating content, blogs, podcasts, videos, images, Facebook posts, small reports, emails, products, memberships, you name it. We're creating content all the time. The content we create draws a community of people to us and serves that community. Some content I create is free. It's on my blog. It's here on my podcast. It's designed to attract my community. And some content I create specifically to serve them. The content that I email to my list, the content that I share to my Facebook community group, the products that I create to sell my community. Content is full of my opinions and expertise, my experience, my philosophy of business and life. I've always been pretty brave about sharing my opinions. But not everyone is. Some people really freak out and intimidate themselves when they think about stepping out and sharing a bold, brave opinion with their community. Especially these days when opinions can get you in so much trouble. There are all these lines drawn down the middle in our world where if you're, say, a Christian, you're supposed to think this way. If you're a liberal, you're supposed to think this way. If you're a mother, you're supposed to think this way. If you're over a certain age, you're supposed to think this way. There's all these lines that people draw and say, this is what it means to be this, and this is what we think. And when somebody crosses those lines and bravely takes a stand that goes against the grain of the community that they're part of, it can ruffle feathers. It, frankly, it can just piss people off. I will admit to having just enough of a contrary nature that I just like being disagreeable sometimes. That's just the truth. That's just what is about me. I don't mind rocking the boat if I believe it's true. But what about when you're afraid of being judged? I want to talk to the person who right now has something they want to say. Something that they want to share, their truth that they want to speak. I want to talk to you if you have something you want to share. And right this minute, you're afraid of being judged. You're afraid someone will come along and say, wait a second, that's not what we believe. So if you're saying that, you're not one of us. If you're afraid of being judged, I just have a few things I want to share with you. One, if you feel it, other people do too. I guarantee it. Over and over again in my life, as an entrepreneur and just as a human being, when I've spoken up and shared something, I have again and again received messages and comments from people who say, "Me too, I feel that way too, I've experienced that too. Oh, I'm so glad somebody finally said it." And when I get those notes, I gotta admit, a part of me thinks, well, then, sheesh, why didn't you say it? But you know what? Some of the people who do respond to me, who say, "Hey, me too, I feel that way too, I have experienced that too, I agree with you," they're not content creators in my industry. So while they've got the thought and the opinion, they're not blogging and podcasting and sharing. So, you know, I'm the person who's holding myself out there as a content creator. So I love it that my community steps up to say, "Oh, I'm so glad you said that. I've been waiting for someone to say that." If you feel it, others do too. If it's burning a hole in your belly, it's burning a hole in theirs too. And speaking of burning a hole in your belly, holding back eats you up inside. Holding back, swallowing back the words, playing it safe, being politically correct, toeing the line. It eats you up inside. It's making you sick. It's giving you ulcers and headaches and stress. That's not okay. It's not okay. Taking a stand that's bold and that goes against the grain, it's scary, for sure. I want to acknowledge that. But when you take a stand, you become an invitation to others. All those people who feel the same way as you, they're not content creators, but they're just waiting for someone to issue them an invitation so that they can say yes. So that they can like it and share it. What I want to invite you to do is to just take some time to think about this question. What do I want to create more of in the world? In my business, I have a private mastermind group called Momentum Coaching Mastermind. And that's actually four different groups in one. I have a private Facebook group where everybody is a member. But then we meet in small groups every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at different times for different time zones. And to shape our conversations, we ask three questions. What if it were easy? Because, hello, we make things way too hard sometimes. What if I'm thinking too much? Because we usually are. And what do I want to create more of in the world, in my life, and in my business? What do I want to create more of in the world? I'll tell you what, right this minute, I want to take a stand and be an invitation to other content creators to step up and speak their truth, to stand up for what they believe in, to shake off the expectations of what's acceptable and show up creating more of what they want to see in the world. If you look around your community and you see expectations and rules and guidelines that say this is what we are and this is what we aren't, and you don't feel like you fit in those guidelines, let me ask you, what does that create for you? Does it make you feel like an outsider? Does it make you feel like you don't have a voice in that community? If you that feel that way, other people feel that way, I guarantee it. What would you like to create within your community that would buck against the system, that would rock the boat, that would shake those guidelines? If you step up and say, listen, this is who I am. I have these things in common with you and these things that I feel differently about. If you were to step up, be brave, take that stand, you will be judged. Yep. You're afraid of that judgment. And I don't know how to take that fear away for you. But I do want to plant the seed that regardless of the judgment, your voice is needed. The stand that only you can take right now is important. What do you want to create more of in the world? I want to encourage you to take the scary step, to face the fear. Really think about, what do I want to create more of in the world? Sometimes we say, well, I don't want to cause trouble. There's too much strife in the world already. And there's some truth to that. There's a lot of strife in the world. But if what you want to create in your community is a new open dialogue where you just want to speak from your heart and put out there what you believe and invite other people to consider it, that's not creating strife. That's you bringing your heart to the table. And it will bug people. It will rock the boat. It will cause waves, every word picture imaginable, and do it anyways. If you genuinely believe it's worthy of saying. The world seeks to put us all into boxes. I'm a Christian, and I was not born and raised one. I was raised without church. I was an intellectual atheist until I turned 28. I met a woman who loved me and introduced me to Jesus. And I had a life-changing spiritual awakening, a rebirth, as I accepted him as my Lord and Savior and joined a church that loved me ridiculously when I didn't do much to deserve it. Oh boy. I am a Christian, and there's a lot that I think and believe that other Christians wouldn't agree with. And there are some times where I think, oh, I shouldn't say that. I'm going to make my Christian friends uncomfortable if I say that. They're going to think I'm not really a Christian if I say that or if I do that. Trust me, I fear judgment from my fellow Christian when it comes to some things. And I'm going to show up. I'm going to say it anyways. Because the only person, not even person, the only being in the whole wide universe that can judge me is God. And his judgment I don't fear, because I am covered by the blood of Jesus. And he loves me. And he made me like this. And he gave me this courage to step up and take a stand and be an invitation to others. He wouldn't have put me together like this if he didn't want me to show up like this. That's what I believe. I get kind of jazzed about this stuff. You might be able to pick that up. What do you believe strongly about? What are you holding back? What are you tamping down and staying quiet about? I just want to invite you to answer the question, what do I want to create more of in the world? What's the message I want to share? What's the stand I want to take? Because when you take that stand, you are going to become an invitation, and people are going to accept it or not. And the people who accept it are going to support you and respond to it and say, yes, thank you. I've felt that in my bones, and I've been waiting for someone to say it. And some people are going to say, and disagree with you and judge you and argue with you. And that's fine. That's fine. You've stepped up. You've spoken what is so for you. You're creating that in the world. And I believe that's what you're meant to do. You're meant to bring to the world what you've got. So take this scary step. I'm not saying, just go blow up Facebook with some opinionated post. We are here together. You're listening to this podcast because you're an entrepreneur. You're a content marketer. You're creating content that creates and serves a community. And be strategic about it. Listen to your heart and bring strategy to it. Really think about, what is the stand I want to take, and what is the invitation I want that to create, and what do I want them to do about it? Because you can invite them to take action based on what you've shared. So what do you want to create more of in the world, and what do you want them to do about it? Make that invitation. Make content that creates that invitation. And my invitation for you is that if you want to lean more into your bold opinions, if you want to start stepping out, facing the judgment, creating the content that creates the ripples of change in the world that you want to see, I want to support you in that. So think about becoming a member of Momentum Coaching Mastermind. Go to MomentumMonthly.com to learn about that and get signed up. And if you're not sure about that yet, join the Facebook group. If you go to LovePeopleMakeMoney.com right now, you'll see a link up in the top in the menu to the Facebook group. Come join us and engage with me and the community. You'll meet other people just like you, who are creating content, building communities, having an impact. I look forward to seeing you there. If you've enjoyed this episode, please consider leaving a review on iTunes. Tell me, tell iTunes that you're enjoying the show, what you liked about this episode. Leave a comment on the show notes at lovepeoplemakemoney.com. Start a threaded conversation in the Facebook group telling me what you're thinking. Every time you leave a review on iTunes or a comment on the website or you engage with me in the community, you're helping me create more of what I want in the world, which is community and engagement and connection between people. Because I love people. And doggone it, I make money. How about you? What are you going to do to love people and make money? Come tell me. That's it for this week's show. Thanks for spending this time with me. Bye, guys.